Persian teacher coming here to preach Baha'ism. September 29, 1912. San Francisco Publication. SFO. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, missionary of universal love and peace, to speak in churches. The Bible. This book is the holy book of God, of celestial inspiration. It is the Bible of salvation, the noble gospel. It is the mystery of its kingdom and its light. It is the divine bounty, sign of the guidance of God. The news of the Battle of Benghazi grieves my heart. I wonder at the human savagery that still exists in the world. How is it possible for men to fight from morning until evening, killing each other, shedding the blood of their fellow man? And for what object? To gain possession of a part of the earth. There's nothing so heartbreaking and terrible as an outburst of human savagery. Man alone by his spiritual power has been able to free himself, to soar above the world of matter, and make it his servant. As religion inculcates morality, it is therefore the truest philosophy, and on it is built the only lasting civilization. If a person commit a crime against you, you have the right to forgive him. But the law must punish him in order to prevent a repetition of that same crime by others. As the pain of the individual is unimportant besides the general welfare of the people. It is clear that the future generation depends on the mothers of today. Is not this a vital responsibility for the woman? Does she not require every possible advantage to equip her for the task? Therefore, surely God is not pleased that so important an instrument as woman should suffer from want of training in order to attain to the perfections desirable and necessary for her great life's work. Woman must endeavor then to attain greater perfection, to be man's equal in every respect, to make progress in all in which she has been backward, so that man will be compelled to acknowledge her equality of capacity and attainment. Out of a prison comes the first missionary from the east to the west. He comes to preach the oneness of God, the oneness of religion, the oneness of humanity, the eradication of prejudice, universal peace. Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, the renowned Persian teacher and head of the Baha'i assemblies, if they can be said to have any head, is on his way to San Francisco from New York by way of Denver and will arrive early this week. He will remain in the city for at least 2 weeks, and most of the city's churches have extended invitations to him to address their congregations. A committee from the local Baha'i Assembly, headed by Mrs. E.C. Getzinger and Mrs. Ella Goodall Cooper, will meet him at the railway station and escort him to the house at 1815 California Street, which has been prepared for his residence during his stay here. He will be accompanied by his secretary and two interpreters. The local Baha'i Assembly is busy making arrangements to give everyone in the city who wishes to hear Abdu'l-Bahá a chance to do so, and expects large crowds to greet him wherever he appears. He arrived in New York City last April and since then has visited Washington, Boston, Chicago, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Greenacre, Missouri, Montreal, Denver, and everywhere has been most enthusiastically received by large number of audiences. Reception in New York. In New York, he was tendered reception at the Astor House by the New York Peace Society and later attended and spoke before the Lake Mohawk Peace Conference. He also spoke at Columbia University, the Bowery Mission, and in churches of nearly every denomination in New York City. Last year, Abdu'l-Bahá visited Europe. He was introduced to the Church of England by Archbishop Wilberforce, who invited him to occupy his pulpit at St. John's, Westminster, London. He spoke to a vast audience in the City Temple and at many other places. While in London, he occupied the apartment belonging to Lady Bloomfield in Cadogan Gardens. And before leaving, he was entertained by the Lord Mayor of London at a dinner. He also spent several weeks in Paris, preaching universal peace. In discussing Abdu'l-Bahá's teachings yesterday, Mrs. Ella Goodall Cooper said, "He does not come proselytizing for any particular cult. He's preaching the doctrine of universal love, universal peace, the oneness of God and humanity. The adherents of any religions or the members of any denominations of any church can be a Baha'i. Abdu'l-Bahá exhorts them to be better men and women and act more in conformity to their faith, no matter what it may be. He is a doctrine of love, of kindness. Abdu'l-Bahá speaks in Persian and Turkish, and his sermons are repeated by an interpreter. Until he arrives, no definite program of his appearances in the different churches is possible, but it will be announced as soon as possible."